This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The turkey is an iconic American bird, so much so that some presidents have ceremoniously pardoned a couple White House turkeys while eating another. I never quite grasped the symbolism of that exercise. It seemed like a waste of tax dollars to buy turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner and not eat the ones given them as gifts. There has been an official presentation of a turkey to the White House since 1873, when Rhode Island poultry dealer Horace Voss began sending turkeys to the White House until his death in 1913. He was reportedly a Republican, but was not a partisan turkey giver. Others picked up where Voss left off. The turkey industry grabbed the headlines, taking over the job of providing the White House turkey in 1947. Harry Truman was attributed with issuing the first pardon, but historians have been unable to corroborate any evidence of that in any official records. In fact, the Truman Library says that Truman did not pardon his turkeys during his term in office. Truman did a photo shoot with the turkey, but reportedly ate it later. Dwight Eisenhower was believed to have asked the Turkey Federation, who gifted him his turkey, to kill, freeze, and return the turkey to him for Thanksgiving. Jack Kennedy was a liberal who reinstated the official presidential pardon. Other historians have noted that Lincoln reportedly gave clemency to a turkey in 1863. Lincoln's son Tad reportedly befriended the turkey, naming him Jack and leading him around on a leash. After that, Lincoln had little choice but to opt for clemency. Last year, Trump first pardoned Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and then he pardoned Drumstick, the White House turkey. Many said two turkeys were pardoned. This year, the nominees to be the official White House turkey, named Peas and Carrots, came from South Dakota, had been staying at the Willard Intercontinental Hotel awaiting their pardon. I think that it would have been smarter for their own good if they had checked into the Trump International Hotel in D.C. and made sure the president knew about it. He did pardon them Tuesday. Trump administration trade officials have been taking turns making comments on the condition of the developing trade relations with China, with headlines moving the soybean market back and forth. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer finally took his turn and used it to highlight how China has failed to take any substantive actions to curtail its use of unfair practices, such as the theft of intellectual property, while the dispute has been ongoing. In fact, he alleges that they have stepped up their efforts to steal U.S. technology and trade secrets ahead of the G20 summit. China is reportedly working on building a base on another reef in the South China Sea. The optics for the kind of win that Trump wants from China would appear to be hard to achieve. Trade win, trade war, Cold War. We will soon find out which. On the cattle. While box beef prices have been running as high or higher than a year ago, slaughter steer prices have traded well under their five-year average. The result of that has been extraordinarily good packer margins. They've been selling beef at great prices while not having to pay up for cash cattle. Again, the reason is limited kill capacity. Unlike the hog industry, where they have built several new packing plants, the beef industry has operated with existing plants with which they update. The way they have expanded the kill is by adding shifts, and also, as I have noted, there are no workers without jobs who want to work on a kill floor. There will be a little more kill capacity added in 2019, but there'll still be more cattle, too, so the relationship will not change much. The beef industry is tight enough on kill capacity, despite strong beef demand, that packers are keeping more of the value of animals. The USDA actually helped for a change, delivering a bullish cattle on-feed report. On-feed numbers on November 1st were 103%. Placements were friendly at 94% compared to an average trade guess of 99%. Also, marketings were 105% compared to an average trade guess of 104%. The futures market traded these numbers before the holiday. On the hogs, I would expect 2 to 3 day breaks in lean hogs to be well supported unless they find a cure for African swine fever. The market is putting in a premium to account for anticipated ASF risk in 2019. The more damage that ASF does to Chinese production, the faster the Chinese pork industry will consolidate. Whatever benefit the U.S. pork industry gets from African swine fever damaged Chinese pork production will come in a secondary fashion, unless there is a dramatic resolution of trade differences between the U.S. and China at next week's Argentine summit. The U.S. will backfill in the global export market. Whatever shift in supply origination resulting from other producers sending larger quantities of pork to China, the U.S. pork industry is best positioned in the world to pick up global pork demand. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com. or call 712-227-1110.